Good day. I welcome you to a new episode of the Alien Streams podcast. Your host today is Timothy Akinshola. Kindly follow me as I share this story with you. There was a man who had done all in his power to show his people the light. He wanted them to change their traditions and begin to follow the only true God. Now, his people rejected him and his message. At times, they taunted and ridiculed him. At some point, they tried to stone him. Because of his love for them, he decided not to give up on them. In the midst of all the hatred, he never spoke a bad word to them. Finally, they planned to kill him. He was arrested, stripped naked, and beaten. Can you believe that he didn't even open his mouth to defend himself? Kindly follow me as I read this scripture. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7. He manifested the fruit of the Spirit called gentleness. Gentleness is the state of being gentle, mild, and benevolent. Gentility refers to softness of manners and disposition. Many a time, we misinterpret gentleness and quietness. Some naturally born people may be quiet but not gentle. Gentleness is the nature of God developed in a believer by the Holy Spirit. Let us take a man like Saul, who later became Paul, for an example. Naturally, he was aggressive, wild, intolerant, provocative, and rough. He could dare anyone at any time. In short, he was a strong persecutor of the church. Fast forward to his disposition when he gave his life to Christ. He became kind, loving, considerate, and patient. He gave allowance to people's fault and mistake. He was not quick to judge even his enemies. That is a good description of the gentle nature. Gentleness is a great virtue that every child of God must possess. It is the nature of the Holy Spirit. Men may take it to be foolishness, but God calls it wisdom. James chapter 3 verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Also, it is an essential quality of leadership, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7, which says, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24 also charges leaders to be gentle. It says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. A leader who is not gentle will act hastily, presumptuously, and ignorantly. He will speak mostly to inflict great wounds on the heart of people. One character of a gentle person is their firmness. It is difficult to convince them otherwise when they decide to pursue a particular course of action. No amount of intimidation can change their stance. Another is that they are stable. They are not tossed to and fro like a leaf. Then they offer good counsels, and your secrets are safe with them. These are people that trust in God to the uttermost. They know when to keep quiet or to continue talking. They don't meddle into people's affairs. They understand that there is a boundary in relationships. You won't find them fighting. They find it hard to raise their voice. They rebuke in love and with good understanding. These were the characteristics that Jesus displayed while on earth, as we read from the book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7. He was so gentle that he was approachable and available to all that need him. False accusations could not deter him from fulfilling the will of the Father. He took everything in his stride, marching on majestically to glory and honor. My friends, I admonish you today to fully surrender your heart to God by allowing the Holy Spirit to work out the Christ-like nature of gentleness in you. You will make a greater impact on this generation when you possess and manifest this nature. The world has seen enough of fightings, misunderstandings, hatred, quarrels, aggressiveness without mercy, and manipulation. People are looking for who to trust and confide in. Will you decide to make yourself available today? God bless you. Today is another opportunity to surrender your life to Christ, and I encourage you to do so. invite Jesus into your life and you will never be the same again. For comments and prayer, kindly write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen.